Max Henson of Panthers.com here outside the Panthers team meeting rooms talking with Steve Russ, new linebackers coach for the Carolina Panthers. Steve, first of all, welcome to Carolina.
Thanks, Max. I appreciate that. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Well, we had a few questions for you. I want to just kind of to start off by, of course, addressing the group you're inheriting. You got some pretty good players in that linebacker room, as I'm sure you're aware. So when you first got the call from Eric, what was kind of your reaction just based on what you would be walking into with this kind of position?
Absolutely. I mean, just sheer excitement, you know, thought to myself, wow, what an honor to be even considered, you know, for a position like this, and not only to be able to coach and teach on a stage like this, but to inherit a room, you know, with Luke and TD and Shaq and the rest of the guys. That's you know, the ultimate group of professionals, you know, and certainly one of the best linebacking corps in the league from a production talent standpoint, and getting to know them a little bit. They're tremendous men too. So you know, what an honor, what a privilege, and I'm going to work very, very hard every day to earn their respect and trust, and that's going to be an ongoing process for sure.
So how do you approach the job with those guys? You know, obviously you've got so much talent in that room. They're already, you know, at such a high level playing this game. What do you need to do now stepping into that room to help them even to get even better or to address some areas where they could improve?
Right. Well, first off, it's like I said, it's building trust and respect right off the bat. And that's something that takes a little while. It takes a little work. And everything you do has to stem off of that, you know, especially when you're talking about dealing with men on this kind of level and this caliber and the kind of successes that they've had. So we're going to start with that. And you know, we're going to be very collaborative. I've got a collaborative style. I've got an energetic style. I want their feedback. I want their input. I'm going to take that. I'm going to blend it in with what I think, you know, needs to happen as well. I think, you know, together we can do some really, really good things. But I sure am heck is not going to blow up the apple cart, so to speak, because they've been operating on a really, really high level. And it's going to be little things. You know, I really think that victory, you know, lies in the details and being able to help them with those details on certain things and then being able to give them information that they can use. We're talking about guys that are really, really smart football players that want information. And being able to get them that information that they can use in a clear, concise, and timely manner is going to be very, very important.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about your relationship with Eric Washington, obviously the new defensive coordinator here, moving in from his D-line role and up to this promotion. You and Eric go way back. It was about 17 years ago where you were both at Ohio University together. What can you tell us about what Eric was like back in those days as you've seen him kind of grow into the coach he is now?
Absolutely. You know, right then you knew unbelievable competency, energy, enthusiasm, did a great job creating relationships with his players, master communicator, and was really good at his craft, had a great commanding presence about him, and was a phenomenal person as well, you know, outside of being a coach, and somebody that you instantly are drawn to and instantly respect, not just as a coach, but a man. And it's been a lot of fun to watch what he's, you know, been able to do and how he's grown. And to think back that we cut our teeth together as young coaches is pretty phenomenal. And I couldn't be more appreciative of him extending that opportunity and, of course, Coach Rivera as well.
You've had a very interesting path in your own right to go from your playing days at Air Force and to be one of seven players drafted into the NFL. To come from there, you served for a couple of years and Denver Broncos, two Super Bowls. So, I mean, you've had a lot of twists and turns along your road to get to this point. How satisfying is it to be sitting here right now and looking back on your story? You know, what are you most proud of as you went along that journey to get here?
Right. Well, you know, it is. It's been an amazing journey, and I've been very blessed with a wife that's been able to share that with me, and you know, through the good times and the bad. You know, it hasn't been all roses by any stretch, but I'm most proud of the relationships that I've been able to make with players and coaches, you know, throughout my coaching career, and because those things are lasting. You know, and of course we're judged as coaches by wins and losses in production, but at the end of the day, that stuff doesn't matter if you don't go about doing, you know, your business the right way. And you know, I've always prided myself on being able to do that. And each place that we've stopped, that's been important to me. I'm very, very honored and elated and ready to get to work, you know, sitting in this chair right now and you know, being able to take what we do in teaching and communicating to the highest level. With a bunch of guys who I think are apex predators, you know, in the National Football League. So I'm excited for the challenge and very honored and humbled, but at the same time, ready to get to work.
What do you think the transition will be like for you? Obviously, you spent a number of years at Air Force. Now you're coming into this level. If we talked about coaching some of the best linebackers in the NFL, you've got playing experience at this level as well. But what do you think that transition will be like for you individually going from Air Force coming to the Carolina Panthers?
Oh, I'm excited about it. Obviously, the amount of time that you're going to spend with your players is way up there. But the relationship piece, you know, building those relationships and being able to teach and communicate, that's going to be very much the same. But obviously, the amount of information and the level of detail perhaps is going to go up even more because, A, you're dealing with a bunch of guys that thirst for it and need it. And when you get on a level like this, the complexity of it obviously is going to continue to grow as well. So the all football, all the time mentality is going to be fun. You know, obviously you don't have the recruiting piece to go with it. But I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, being able to learn from Coach Rivera and learn from these guys as well, because I believe you can learn from everybody. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to the opportunity going out there and getting to work with these guys.
Excellent. Steve, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.